What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
On your Wednesday morning, it is Weekdays with Lockie. Hope you are going well today. And speaking of only getting what you give, we're talking about gift wrapping. It's a very interesting topic. I'm absolutely fascinated. And on the line from somewhere else in Australia other than Perth is Vivian Anthon. Good morning, Vivian. How are you going?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, Vivian, first of all, you are the founder of The Daily Wrap, and you are known as an expert gift wrapper. Now, I'm fascinated by this because I'm pretty, obsessive when it comes to wrapping stuff. It's got to be precise. Ooh. I would have never thought it was a career involved, though. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, I agree that it's not an obvious career path, and it's not my first job, Lockie.
But
when I moved out of corporate life and had a little bit more time to do what I love, I decided to practice what I preach, and that's gift wrapping. So I was always a pretty good gift wrapper, but I decided that I would have it as a business, and working on the principle that you can't call yourself an expert. Well, I shouldn't call myself an expert, full stop. But if you want to call yourself an expert, Malcolm Gladwell says you should have practiced for 10,000 hours. So
wow.
I wrapped for 10,000 hours.
No.
I wrapped everything I could put my hand on, everything. I wrapped things in the cupboard. I wrapped the Panadol in the cupboard, which upset my husband when he went looking for it after a big night out.
Wow.
I wrapped everything I could find. Yeah.
Goodness me. Now, for me, I'm someone, when I buy gifts, I look for the most beautiful profiled boxes that are easy to wrap because I want them to look immaculate. Yeah. But wrapping stuff, like you said, Panadol, things that are odd shapes and sizes, how do you make that perfect? I mean, that's an art in itself.
It is. First of all, I'm so with you. I do shop with an eye to the package things are in. I'm not going to deny it. And now I'm going to say a couple of things that are just so obvious. Your listeners are going to go, well, thanks for that, Ziv. But look, I do keep a range of nice boxes at home because nothing is going to wrap as nicely as a rectangular prism, full stop, end of story.
Very true.
So if you can keep boxes, I've got a garage full of them. Again, my husband doesn't quite see the need for that as I do. But they're not yucky ones. Like, I'm not saying put things in yucky things. And you can always cover those boxes themselves. You can cover those in paper. The other trick is fold. If you've got clothes or anything that can be folded, fold it as tightly as possible or reposition it so it closely approximates a rectangular prism, because in gift wrapping there's probably only a couple of shapes you need to know. One's the rectangular prism and one's the cylinder and one's the sphere.
Wow. That's really deep. I'm fascinated, as
yes,
I say.
It is deep.
So now we're going to take a short break in a moment, but I just want to ask you, you're currently in Brisbane, you said. You're not in anywhere else. But so
I'm standing in Brisbane.
You travel a bit based
on... But I wrap everywhere.
You wrap everywhere. So how do you get a gig wrapping somewhere else in the country? That's just out there, isn't it?
It's a little bit out there, and of course COVID made that a little bit of a joy. But if we take that out of the equation, there's heaps of reasons why people would want wrapping. Corporates often want a couple of hundred things wrapped, if it's for gifts or a book launch, or they're offering their staff an amenity and they say, come and just position yourself here, and at Christmas time wrap for all of our staff as a big thank you so they don't have to do it.
Wow, incredible. Well, I'm fascinated chatting to you, so I've got more questions for you. So if you don't mind sticking around, we'll take a quick break and come back and have a further chat with Vivian Anthon, expert gift wrapper and founder of The Daily Wrap. 5 Blanca, even at my worst here on Weekdays with Lockie on this Wednesday morning, 28 minutes past 10 o'clock. And what a beautiful day outside. We'll check out some details on the weather a little bit later on. But right now we are talking to Vivian Anthon, who is an expert gift wrapper, founder of The Daily Wrap, a professional career gift wrapping person. Absolutely fascinated by this. Now, Vivian, obviously, you know, you've got a very solid market at Christmas. You've got a very solid market probably Valentine's Day, maybe Mother's Day, etc. What is your target market? What's the demographic that kind of comes to you the most?
Well, outside of the big celebration periods that you've just mentioned, it's actually young men.
Okay.
And it's young men who are buying a very special gift. Could be for their wife, their fiance, often their mum.
Yeah.
And they've gone to a great deal of trouble to pick something that's very meaningful, and they want it presented beautifully. And they understand that it needs a bit of skills to wrap it. They don't have it, and so they want it done. They'll often be very won't say up here, but I will say particular about, you know, the colour they choose and the ribbon they choose. But it's a great honour to wrap for something that has so much meaning for people, actually.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it? There's a lot of sentimentality in what you're doing, and, you know, you're passing something from one family member perhaps to another, and you want that kind of that love that's gone behind the gift to be replicated in the wrapping as well. So, wow, that's pretty deep and meaningful, actually. And I guess just to kind of wrap up, one of the things that we came across as an online thing a couple of days ago was that the Queen herself actually keeps wrapping paper and bows to reuse. Were you aware of that?
Yes.
Look, of course you were.
Well, two reasons, Lockie. One, I'm a little bit obsessed with royal news. You know, I don't know why, but I'm kind of quite like the gossip around it. And number two, because the Queen has always had that little bit of a reputation for frugality, which is really interesting when you live in a castle and sit in gold thrones. But she's rumoured to be quite frugal and reuses things. So, yes, I was aware of that she likes to reuse. She smooths out her paper and she keeps every ribbon.
Gets the
iron. So it is said by her biographer.
She gets the ironing board out and irons all the paper nice and flat. And
The Queen probably does a lot of her own ironing, but if she did. But just a tip for anyone listening, if you are going to iron a ribbon, do not put the iron straight onto the ribbon. Put a piece of glad bake, you know, like cookie baking paper, and iron it over that, and your ribbon will come up beautiful.
Fantastic. Beautiful. There you go. And I'm assuming that you would do the same. You keep all your bits and pieces to reuse because are used. And I do too. I must admit, we have a big crate at home full of all sorts of stuff. And every now and then you go, I know exactly what I need, and I've got it in that box. As long as it doesn't transpose into every other part of life, because you end up with a lot of boxes of stuff, don't you? Well, Vivian, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure. I've learned some stuff and had a good time in the process as well. So God bless you and all the best in your wrapping future.
Thank you so much, Lockie, and thank you for having me.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.